Mississippi was the great river fortress of the Confederacy in the West. It controlled all the river traffic to the north. The capture and control of this stronghold was a federal dream from the beginning of the war. After the capture of New Orleans by the Northern Fleet in April of 1862, the North believed that the South would abandon Vicksburg. They reasoned that a formidable armada would surely intimidate the river fortress, since both Baton Rouge and Natchez had quickly capitulated to a similar display of force. On May 18, 1862, the fleet arrived and an ultimatum was sent demanding that the city should surrender. Vicksburg's answer to the Northern demand was, "Mississippians don't know how and refuse to learn how to surrender to any enemy." Surprised and angered by this rebuff, the Union fleet began to blockade and destroy the defenses of the city.
Oh.
Vicksburg had to be captured. It was a city that blocked the North's free use of the river. Vicksburg had to be taken. The Northern Army crossed the Mississippi River at Bruinsburg without opposition. Although outnumbered, Grant succeeded in splitting the Confederate forces in 17 days. Battles were fought at Port Gibson, Jackson, and Raymond, and the Big Black River. The South lost 14,000 men. The North, barely 2,000. Grant felt that such a devastating defeat would precipitate a quick capture of Vicksburg, and he launched his first attack. 1,000 Union soldiers were killed that day. 3 days later, he attempted a second assault. It too failed, and more than 3,000 men were killed that day. Direct assault was impossible. Grant realized that he had no alternative, and Vicksburg was placed under siege.
Oh,
Control of the river ensured daily reinforcements and supplies for Grant's army. But for Vicksburg, there was no help. Union artillery and mortars kept up a merciless barrage. The people in the city had to seek refuge in caves dug in the hillside. During May and June, the siege continued. Vicksburg found it more and more difficult to resist. Food and fresh water became scarce as civilian refugees swarmed into the garrison. Eventually, mule meat was eaten. But even this in time gave out. The Union grip grew even stronger.
Where are you?
On July 4, 1863, General Pemberton surrendered his army of 29,500 grave phantoms. What men and guns had failed to do was ultimately achieved by the ugliest weapon of them all, starvation. That morning, after 47 days of noble resistance, Pemberton's men, weak from hunger, marched before the massed Union army. There were no jeering insults, no coarse laughter from the boys in blue, only hushed silence. This victory had cost the North dearly. 16,000 Union soldiers lay dead on the graceful slopes surrounding Vicksburg.